Just go for it.
Look at this, it's amazing. You've been amazing. Here's Aloisi for flex the world for us.
Sean Butterworth here talking This Is Your Sport. Thrilled to have Nathan Dignam here to tell us all about Ultimate Frisbee. Thanks very much for joining us. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thanks, mate. Happy to be here.
Ultimate Frisbee, It's alive and well in Adelaide.
Yeah.
How did you get involved?
So I got involved through my sister, I guess, to start. She started in Adelaide as well, but then she developed quickly, going on to one of the Australian teams herself and currently playing in Melbourne. So I started throwing a disc with her and then joined the Adelaide University team when I could. And then just kept going through and, yeah, playing and loving it.
Those of us who don't know, can you explain how it's played? What are the rules? What are you trying to achieve? How does it work?
Yeah. So there's seven people on each team. Like one team's on offense, one team's on defense. Offense's team is basically trying to throw it to their teammates. You can't run with it. You're trying to catch it past a certain point, a point to score a goal. The defensive team's just trying to stop them whatever way they can. But there's no contact or anything like that. So you're trying to intercept the disc in the air or make someone to try and drop it or anything like that.
Okay, so a bit of shepherding off the disc type of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to make sure that the offense can't get into like the open space.
And what sort of field are you playing on? What does that look like?
It's about a 100-meter long field, just on grass, about 40 meters wide. So pretty big field because the people at the high levels can throw a frisbee a hell of a long way.
So frisbee is a fairly almost niche type of sport, you'd call it, I guess. There's not like a million people playing it worldwide. It's not on our TV screens.
Yeah.
Fairly unique to get involved. What do you like about the game? Is there anything unique that, you know, really got your attention?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing for me that sets frisbee apart from anything else is the community and the camaraderie everyone gets in from playing. Because frisbee is a self-refereed sport, this sets it apart. So even from
self-refereed,
honesty
system,
okay. Even from friendly pickups to literally the world level when you're competing for gold medals, everyone is always self-refereeing, and any call that you think can be made, anyone can make it, and you talk it through, trying to be as friendly and positive as possible, and you always want to believe that your opponent is doing the same. Everyone's got different perspectives based on where they were when the play happened. But you want to assume that your opponent is making the call as best as they can. And I think that culture, I guess, of trying to believe your opponents, of actually believing your opponent's perspective and what they believe is right, you might not agree. And that isn't necessarily a bad thing because everyone can see things from a different perspective. But if you don't agree, you just go back, try again, and there's no harm in that.
Okay, so what, you just go, all right, we'll just play that again, or...
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So if I have a chat to you and I think, hey, mate, you fouled me, and you say, I don't think I did, we'd talk about it. We might get a witness perspective or anything like that.
Yeah.
But ultimately, if we disagree, we're just like, yeah, we'll go back and start again.
Sounds very amicable and mature.
Yeah, very much so. So yeah. I think it definitely promotes that mature sense.
Yeah.
You get that real trust in opposition and your teammates. And then as a beauty of it, even after a really intense game where you might have lost to someone and you no longer have a chance at the gold medal, everyone's still positive and friendly, and you just want to have a good time together.
Really drives home that message of, hey, we're here to have fun, have a good time. Yep. We can be competitive, but the result's almost secondary in a way. That's how we go about it and how we enjoy each other's company almost. And this is a social thing. That's awesome.
Exactly. I think the main thing is like sportsmanship is always a top, and competition is second to that.
Yeah. Wow. What a really good promotion for the game. That is
100%.
And then when you finish the game, is there any sort of special dietary sort of trends that tend to pop up after a game? An esky full of cold lemonades or something like
always
that?
Always a favourite. Okay. We get the Zupa Dubas in the summer. That's always a good one.
Yes. Favourite flavour?
Oh, it'd have to be blackcurrant.
That's really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You'd do well at my house. I'll never touch them.
They're
left till last.
Yeah.
I'm generally the lime green type of Zupa Dupa fan.
Definitely work well then.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's always fun. With the state men's team I'm on, we've got a bit of a tradition after a tournament. We'll probably go to KFC or Dirty Bird as we do it.
Okay, yeah.
And get a bit of that grease to refill the system.
Yeah, and on that too, what sort of fitness levels do you acquire? And I'll focus probably more on when you're talking your state tournaments and world tournaments. You must be fairly active. You need to be. Yeah.
So it's a really athletic sport. You're running, almost all the time. You're on the field. You need to be really active as an offense to keep your defender engaged, or as a defense, you need to be there ready to pounce on anything that's going on or any frisbee that's flying in the air. You're going to be there to contest it all the time. So that's about the running and the stamina. You got to also have like a good jump, be able to get things from other people, as well as being able to, I guess, have really stable throws and decision-making even when you're really puffed out.
Mm.
So this level of, I guess, athleticism and stamina and fitness is really important to frisbee. And then, again, with the men's team I'm on, fitness has been like a cornerstone of our goals because we want everyone to be able to run the whole game and not to drop because it's just that determination. That
great. And how long's the game?
So games, it depends what level you're playing at a little bit. So I'd say the average game will probably be about 80 minutes. You have, so a game is 80 minutes or first to 15 points pretty much.
Yeah, wow.
And then you can have halftime 8 points. Know, some games you won't get people going to 8 points until 70 minutes in, so
wow,
can be skewed sometimes.
That's a great workout.
Yeah, but then solid other games card, you'll be like 100 minutes long and playing to 15 points, so it gets really long sometimes.
And it's a summer sport?
So we played throughout the whole year again.
Yeah.
So summer is obviously quite hard in Adelaide when it gets to those 40 degree days, but we still try and get out if it's really maybe late in the evenings when it's a bit nicer, but otherwise still playing throughout all the winter. And then other places as well where it's not as suitable in the extremes of temperature. There's also indoor frisbee and other options like that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, cool. Plenty of options. And again, like you said before, the beach and whatever else. There's so many options. You're just flipping a disc around. But 100 minutes, 80 minutes, 70 minutes.
Yeah, I guess long.
That's serious cardio.
I guess the good thing is that you've got usually quite a few sideline members to help you out and be able to sub on and off as needed. But those long games, especially if you're doing for a tournament, a few games a day, really, it knocks you out.
So, yeah, I can understand the need for the Zupa Dupas and the you've earned a dirty bird sometimes as well.
Oh, 100%.
100%, yeah. Okay, so you touched on things being international before. I'm assuming there's international rules.
Yeah, so there's the World Flying Disc Federation, which oversets all the rules, and they organise a number of, I guess, world-level tournaments around the world with different things. So there's the under-24s, which I was happy to participate in this year. And there's also things like the World Club Championships and then the World Opens, basically.
Okay, excellent, cool. So bring it back to Adelaide, where are you playing?
So these days, we've got the Adelaide Uni Fields, so they're just at the neck there behind the zoo, I guess. Otherwise, I'm playing with a state men's team. We just got a new deal for next year's season at the Plimpton Oval down southwest. I actually play behind Adelaide High a little bit, and then there's always a bit of beach season over the summer, so that's always good to get out to Glenelg and those areas.
Yeah, cool. Well, that's one of the great things about this sport. You can play it anywhere, right?
Yeah, exactly. So even if it's just a small space with a bit of grass, your friends can have a throw. But then if you have heaps of space, then you can get all the tournaments happening.
Everyone can play this game as well.
Yeah, pretty much. Again, that's the beautiful thing of it, is that it's a very low barrier to entry.
And how do I get involved?
Best point of call would probably be getting on the Facebook group. If you search SA Ultimate on Facebook, that's got a good point of call about where the different trainings are, which different groups you can approach and go from there.
Yeah, and like you said, it's easy. You need nothing but yourself, right?
Exactly. We've got all the discs.
What else do you need? You don't need to be buying all those sports equipment or protective gear. Or you can get serious about your boots, I believe.
Yeah.
Cleats, is that right?
Yeah, so everyone at a competitive level will definitely have cleats. Just gives them that much more grip because if you're turning around sharply while your opponent's slipping and sliding away, then good example. But otherwise, everyone can come along and it's really casual and you can get involved however you want.
Yeah. Okay. Enjoy a water or something or a barbecue. You can do whatever you want whilst you're playing frisbee. You're out in the outdoors, just enjoying it, living it up.
Exactly. And that's a beautiful thing coming into this weather when it's hopefully not too hot. So everyone's still coming out, but nice and sunny, beautiful days, lots, and you can get out and just enjoy having a throw.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Thanks very much. Well, great to hear all things Ultimate Frisbee in Adelaide. We wish you all the best in the under-22s comp. Hope you nail it. Do you know who to watch out for?
Top teams are usually East Coasters, so usually New South Wales, Victoria or Queensland will be the teams to beat. So hopefully give them a good fight.
You'll be right. Not a problem. Okay. Thanks for that, Nathan. It's been awesome learning all about Ultimate Frisbee. And look, to finish off, mate, I'll leave it for you to take it away.
Ultimate Frisbee is my sport and you're listening to Radio Adelaide.